From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. 41 rural school districts in 10 south central Missouri towns are getting money to help bolster science and math programs. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports many of them are doing it through teacher training and after-school programs.
The $10,000 and $20,000 state grants aren't enough to overhaul a curriculum, but they are enough to train existing teachers to teach things like robotics and engineering. David Russell is the superintendent of the Success School District, about 100 miles from St. Louis. He says investing in current teachers is a good use of money.
I think there's a real benefit to bringing teachers in and training them up to meet the expectations and needs of the students that are in the area. Teaching them and training them then in STEM is much easier than finding somebody that's already trained up in the curriculum.
Russell also says buying equipment for an after-school robotics club is helping serve students without taking away class time from fundamental courses. Reporting from Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
Nicole Galloway, Democratic candidate for governor in Missouri, has outraised incumbent Governor Mike Parson in recent months, but she's still behind in cash to spend on her election bid. Records show Galloway's campaign raised about $545,000 between July and the end of September, compared to Parson's roughly $316,000. But Parson has more than $1.2 million in cash on hand. Galloway has about $540,000. A political action committee backing Parson also raised $1.2 million in the last several months, while a pro-Galloway PAC raised roughly half that. PAC spending will be key this election after voters in 2016 imposed limits on campaign donations directly to candidates. A top St. Louis official spurred outrage when he said not all of the area children who were killed by guns this year were innocent victims. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Public Safety Director Jimmy Edwards first made the comments on a radio show, then reiterated his point yesterday at an aldermanic committee meeting. This comes amid growing concerns about the deaths of about two dozen children in shootings this year in the St. Louis area. Edwards said while those under 10 years old were innocent victims, some older children had been linked to illegal activity. 13 organizations issued a joint statement earlier this week denouncing what they called his demonization of St. Louis children. University of Missouri Chancellor Alexander Cartwright gave a State of the University speech this morning. Cartwright said freshman enrollment has increased by more than 30% over the last 2 years, and almost 9 out of every 10 freshmen return for a second year. He also discussed plans for the university's future, like the new Next Gen Research Center. He said it will be a place to develop new treatments and to help make the cost of healthcare more affordable.
We know that 99 of Missouri's 101 rural counties are designated health professional shortage areas. Nursing has one of the highest vacancy rates in our state's health sector.
Cartwright said the Next Gen Center would work to provide for those counties with less access to health professionals. He also mentioned a university project that plans to bring broadband connections into rural areas. Cartwright said the most important point from his speech today was that the university is more than a physical place. It's all its people who continue to impact society. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.